before God. During the silence, I want you to listen to the sounds around you of the people, especially the kids. What a wonderful sound it is to hear children in church and their voices. So reflect on that. And a child shall lead them. And a child. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, let us follow the example of Christ to welcome the children. But Father, let us also remember the words of Jesus that unless we become as a little child, we cannot see the kingdom of God. To see you in awe and wonder, miracles, supernatural things, to believe in innocence, to believe that you can, will, do all things with the confidence of a child. And Father, we seek your forgiveness. We seek your presence to strengthen you today. Father, we truly thank you for your blessings. And Father, as hard as it may be, let us also thank you for the struggles that create in us a need for you and a realization of your presence and provision. Father, we lift up many needs within our congregation. We've said a lot of them aloud today, and still yet more that are there upon our hearts and just burdens we carry, things we struggle with, and we just kind of keep them to ourselves, but they're large struggles. They're large concerns. They're large worries. So, Father, we pray for each concern, each struggle, each challenge. We pray your power and grace into it all, that you are proclaimed, that you are acknowledged, and that you are known. And Father, today as we bring all of it before you, we know that you hear us when we pray. Father, let us not trivialize prayer or just flippantly say, yeah, I'll pray for you. But Father, help us to realize the power in prayer, the power of the presence of you and us in conversation together. And Father, as we lift the needs, we lift the concerns, we truly want to lift our country during a time of transition. We want to lift our local government up, our schools, our other churches. We want to lift them all up. We'll lift up the needs and concerns of the world around us. They are many. But Father, let us not just see the bad, the doom and gloom or negativity, but help us to see the good that's going on around us. A neighbor helping a neighbor. The presence of each other with each other. Help us to see the good that's going on. We pray for those in hospitals, nursing homes, shut-ins in their own homes. We pray for those who must travel during a time when it's not so good. So, Father, today, now would you hear us as we join our hearts and our voices praying as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.